Recorded Books presents Tree of Eons, Book 2, by Spicer, narrated by Peter Burkrot. Start of Book 2. Year 78, Month 1. An eruption. A fine way to start the new year. The damned volcano erupted and destroyed every single thing near it. About half of my beetles failed to escape, so they died, all buried under debris, dust, lava, rocks, and all the other things volcanoes spit out. I figured volcanoes, especially those that still pumped out lava, would be somewhat dangerous, but I forgot about the risk, as I didn't see any major eruption. I was lulled into complacency, and thought it was one of those stable volcanoes. That said, I wondered why my roots didn't sense the seismic movements. I recalled, back on Earth, volcanoes generated tremors or minor quakes before they eventually erupted. Did the magic in this world mess with such processes? Oh well, this was just a minor setback. A bit of delay to my volcano expansion plans. If life went too easy, I'd probably think something bad was going to happen. That probably pushed my plans back by a couple of months, to let the volcano's environment settle. Also, for me to rebuild my forces before attempting another assault on the magma golems that spawned closer to the now partly exposed caldera. I was eager to test out the new large beetles in combat, since these creatures were larger, with bigger legs and horns. I really wanted to see how they performed against those golems. But I had to wait. So I turned my attention to the next few things I had in mind. In New Frica, we had a massive hole with a few external biolamps, and Jura helped to guide the Valtrian soldiers. The hall itself was filled with animals and plants gathered from the region over the last month. The men were mostly idle, so we sent them out on gathering missions to collect different kinds of plants and animals, as many as they could find, whatever they'd not seen before, or whatever they noticed that was different from New Frica, then bring it back. With this small bounty, I went through all the plants and animals they'd brought back. The soldiers, with Jura's supervision, loaded the biolabs, five of them located side by side, with specimens. After the biological analysis, some soldiers were tasked with moving our collection to designated patches of unused lands, where another group with farming or planting skills would attempt to replant these specimens. My intention was simple. There was a lack of plant diversity in the valley, and that needed to be addressed. I hoped to somehow unlock more unique trees, like the ginseng trees, so that I could produce new items. By expanding and discovering new species of crops, it would improve the variety of my subsidiary tree, crops. The first step of analyzing the plants took 5 days, and the animals another 4 days. The reason I asked for the animals was to throw off whoever was observing us on the goal of getting more plant varieties. But it was a waste not to analyze the animals since they were already collected. After the animals were scanned by the biolabs, they were placed in an area that was meant to be a menagerie. New crop species unlocked. Wheat, jackfruit, light corn, black potato, rye, red hops, blueberry, fireberry. New tree type unlocked. Common herbal bushes. Bushes containing a wide variety of herbs. Herb varieties appear at random. How's the register coming along?
It'll take some time, Council.
A young junior herbalist responded while he and his assistants bowed.
Understood, but this is something the tree spirit wants completed as soon as possible.
They nodded. Trevor and Dimitri had separately built a compilation of the plants of the valley and their characteristics, which they could identify using the data from the biolabs. But I had Jura hire an herbalist to start work on a physical copy of a register, just to compare the kind of information an herbalist would normally take down, and one prepared by
Sample complete. Ready to continue?